This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, all this week on Cross Hope, a message that was given in September in Stone Mountain, Georgia, at Mount Carmel Christian Church, a church I served years ago for 6 years. I'm preaching the theme message of the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah 29, 11 through 14. We begin with a comment about the text itself. God bless you as you listen to part two today.
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope in a future. There's two extremes about this scripture, and some of you are already ahead of me. You know what I'm going to talk about. There are some people that have this verse up on their refrigerator. I've had it up, and people claim it and say, that's my life verse. God wants what's best. He wants me to have the best flat screen TV. He wants me to drive the nicest car. He wants me to have the nicest house, because you see, the God knows the plans. And I'm not sure that's what that means, Jeremiah 29. The other extreme is people who say this was written to the southern kingdom, the capital, Jerusalem, to people that aren't connected with us. It has nothing to do with our lives, and I disagree with that. This is a passage that reflects the character of God. God is a God who has a plan. The God who created this world has a plan for this world. God who set the planets in perfect gravitational orbit. I'm so glad the world didn't end yesterday. I wouldn't have been able to preach today. I don't know if any of you heard that, the news that the world was supposed to end around, 4 o'clock? And 4 o'clock, I looked at my watch, and then at 5 after, but you're here. And I'm looking at you, and you're looking at me, and I'm not mocking with the man who predicted that, because the time is going to come. The day, the Bible says, when every eye shall see him. There will be the day when the sky opens, and I don't know what it's going to be like, where the whole world at one moment. I had trouble believing that years ago, and how would that be accomplished? But now with the internet and all the stuff we have, computers, what's so hard to believe about that? And it does say this, that behold, he will come with clouds. There's something connected with the second coming of Christ with clouds. I just find that intriguing. Every time I see a beautiful cloud, I think he will come with clouds, whatever that means or whatever that entails. I want to talk about God having a plan for your life. I'm going to share something with you publicly that I've never said to anybody privately. Sometimes it's easier to say something publicly in a sermon than it is to go to one person, two people, and say, let me tell you something. So I'm going to do that. You're going to hear something I've never said privately to anyone, and it's this. Every church where I've ministered, including Mount Carmel, Texas, Columbus, Ohio, Dayton, Ohio, I've had people in my office over lunch say this: God feels like a million miles away from me. Maybe you said that. I have. God feels like a million miles away. Do you know what I've never said to people that I'm going to say publicly? Maybe that's because where you put him. Maybe that's because where you put him. And I'm saying that to you and to me. That sometimes, not always, but sometimes when people say God seems like a million miles away, it's because we've put him there. Where have you put God in your life? On the periphery? He's there. You know, if we have a death in the family, God, you'll be the first person we call. If there's a crisis, we'll call you. It's our last resort, but we'll get to you. Not our first response, it's our last resort. And I want to suggest to you that one of the ways that you find the God that God has for your life is to pray. You pray to him.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.